Hi, I'm Roisin Quinn, the winner of Interior Design Masters.
I'm feeling very overwhelmed. It's hard to put into words the feeling of winning something like that. It was amazing. Like, I couldn't have asked for anything better, to happen to me in my life. So, yeah, I'm obviously overjoyed and very overwhelmed in a good way.
And of course, in the competition as well, you were probably one of the most inexperienced in there. So how does that feel then thinking, oh, I've gone from decorating my mum and dad's house to winning this massive competition?
Most of my life, I've never been an academic or anything like that. I've not been very clever at school and stuff. But I always had these creative things floating around in my head. And it just goes to show that if you've got a passion and you've got drive, then it can happen. Like, I knew I was very passionate about interior design and creating magical spaces and stuff like that. But even though I didn't have the technical skills behind me, it didn't matter. And I thought it did. And I think that puts a lot of people off. It did for me for many years. And I was, close to not applying and everything. But I had all those designs and ideas floating around in my head. And I'm just glad that it all paid off. And I didn't need to know all these technical things and sketch up and everything. So yeah, I was obviously over the moon. It went in my favor.
And I have to admit, myself and my colleague Lewis, we're big fans of the show anyway, and we've watched you from day one. And you have the passion there. But I think it's fair to say that the self-confidence and the self-belief has been lacking throughout the process. And is that something that you're starting to come to terms with a bit now? And you're actually starting to go, you know what, maybe I am quite good.
Do you know what? It has improved a lot, my confidence throughout the whole process, the journey, being on the show and then since. And I'm like, if I don't believe in myself, no one is going to believe in me. And I just have to keep that mantra going, And it's all subjective. And that's what everyone needs to remember when it comes to design and being in the creative industry. People love your stuff and people hate it. And that's absolutely fine. And I think that's an amazing thing in itself. So, yeah, I've just had to work on my confidence a lot. And the imposter syndrome kicks in all the time. And it did, during the show and filming and everything and meeting the other designers. Like, I was like, oh God, this is just going to be terrible. And I was like, I have to make it through week one. At least I've done one design. In my head, I was like, at least I can show off one design. Even if I didn't get through to week two, I made it into week one. And then, yeah, just kept going from that point because I did apply to go to university in Manchester and I got rejected because I didn't have enough experience. And I was meant to start uni in September just gone. And that knocked confidence out of me. And I was like, what am I doing? Like, I'm 30, I'm trying to pursue a career in interior design, which is such a competitive field. Why am I doing this to myself? But I had to run with it. I had to give it a go. Otherwise, I would have major regrets.
But I think one of the things with interior design, and Michelle speaks about it a lot on the show, the Key Judge, is having that sense of signature style. And even without the experience, you've always had that consistently. Anytime you see a room, you're like, oh, Roisin's done that room. And do you think that has played in your favour, actually just knowing to your core who you are as a designer?
Yeah, do you know what? That's it. I never thought I had a signature style. And then after the first brief, Michelle's like, you clearly have a very strong signature style. And I didn't realize. And now watching all the episodes back and seeing, like, yeah, that is so obviously done by me because it's like, there's quite bold and out there and obviously colorful. So yeah, I think it's good to have my own signature style. And, I'm just going to keep running with my own style and designs because only the people who want that in their house or want that in a, commercial space will reach out to me. No one's going to reach out to me who wants like a more minimalist or brutalist look like Matt. They'll reach out to Matt. So yeah, I'm proud of now of my little style. And yeah, I'm just going to keep evolving and learning and hopefully making it better.
And you're actually giving people the chance to have a bit of that style in their own home because the prize was with La Redoute, wasn't it? And to come up with your own commission with them. And that has now launched. And what was it like working on that?
Oh, that was amazing. It's just so like, oh my God, is this my life right now? Like, it's amazing because this time last year, I was a travel advisor. Now I'm winner of Interior Design Masters. I've got my own homeware collection with La Redoute. And I'm like, what's just happened? It's amazing. And it's such an amazing, like, first stepping stone into this new career of mine. And it was so great to learn about the design process and how to actually come up with it all because some designers will already know how to create your own prints and everything. I don't have that skill set yet. So it was great to learn on the go, and hopefully it won't be my last collection.
So what is next for Rasheen after all of this dies down, all of this mayhem? And what are you hoping to be able to do next? And what are you hoping that winning this is going to give you the chance to be able to do?
I have a few exciting projects ticking along underneath everything, and hopefully I'll be able to show more of what I'm doing soon. But also my dream is to design commercial spaces like boutique hotels, restaurants, bars. That's where I want to be focused on, or like holiday lodges and things like that. So I'm just going to keep pushing, moving forward and work hard until I get there, basically.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Because although we're only just finding out that you've won, actually, this was filmed a little while ago. So you've been having to keep this under wraps for so long, and you've been able to kind of work away on things in the background, knowing that this is all going to come to a head at this point. So I suppose you've had that bit of extra time to kind of come to terms with it and get working, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Gave myself some time to wrap my head around what just happened. But yeah, as you probably know, on the Isle of Man, it's hard to keep any secrets. Everyone knows your business. So it was funny, like my poor mum, people asking me, oh, what's Rasheen up to? And she's like, nothing. She's just quit her job and she's hopefully going to find something else. It was a hard secret to keep.
So I bet you're glad it's out there now and you can just talk about it and shout about it from the rooftops.
Exactly. Since being on the show, I've had nothing but amazing support and love from everybody, and it means the world. It honestly does, all the amazing comments and messages. So yeah, just big shout out to everyone on the Isle of Man for all the love and support. It's been amazing.
And does it feel nice to actually be able to go, yeah, I've helped put the Isle of Man on the map a bit as well?
Yeah, absolutely. But I know there's loads of talent on the island already, so I'm just happy to be part of that as well, which is great. Yeah, it's a very special place.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.